Today's Shir's Masechta Menachas Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph at the top of Amid. Tan Rabbanim Kevsei Atzeres. As we've been speaking extensively about in our Shurim, are the Kvasim that are bought on Shavuos. On Shavuos we bring the Kevsei Atzeres together with the Shtei Alechem, as we have been also learning. Once the Shtei Alechem is brought, the halacha is we can now eat the Chadosh. And the three Kabbanis, as we've been discussing in our Shiurim, that bring with them loaves. The Karban Taida, as we learned, one brings along with the Karban Taida 40 loaves, 30 amatzah, 10 achametz, and 4 times 10. And out of each of those 4 types, one of the 10 chalas are given to the kohen. We've also been speaking about the Ael Nazir. The Nazir, when he finishes his term of Naziris, brings 3 kabanas, a kevas la'ayla, a kifsa la'chatas, and an Ael for shlamim. And as we learned in our previous year, with the Ael, they brought, with the Ael, 10 chalas were brought. And then, as we've been speaking about the Kifsei Atzeres, the first we spoke about was the Taida. Now we speak about the Kifsei Atzeres, that the Taira and Parshas, Pinchas speaks about the Karban Musaf for Shavuos, and Parshas Emor, the Taira speaks about the Shtei Alechem. And with the Shtei Alechem, we brought 2 Kifsei Atzeres. The interesting common denominator of all of these kabbanas that have chalas with them is that they're all carbon shlamim. And as we learned, the carbon taida is considered a carbon shlamim. The ayal nazir, even though the nazir doesn't just bring the shlamim, he also brings the oil and chattas. The lechem, however, is connected to the ayal, which is shlamim. As the Torah Kedosha says, v'asa ayal yas zevach shlam l'ashem asal hamatzis. And that was the source that we learned that when we speak about the Shtei Alechem, which even though on Shavuos there are many kabbanis that are brought, but the Shtei Alechem is connected to the Shalmei Tzibur. When we do the Shechita on the carbon, that's when the Lechem that comes along with the carbon becomes Kaddish. And again, that is learned from the Ael Nazir. The loch is Vasa'al Yas Zevach Shlom Lashem, Asal Hamatis. Zevach means Shchita. And we see that when we shech the Isle of the Nazir, that's when the Sal Hamatis become Kaddish. By the Karban Toide, it also says, Al Chalas Lechem Matzav Yaakov Karbona Azevach Toide Shlomov. So we learn from there that the Lechem is connected to the Shchita. And then we extrapolate that too is the halacha by the Shtei Halachim. However, if the Shechita was done Shloi L'shma, now if the Shechita was done Shloi L'shma, it's not Mekadosh the Lechem, because as we just learned, the Torah, when it speaks about the Karban Toidam, says the words Zevach Toidam, to learn that if it was done properly, then it gets Kedusha. If not, it doesn't get Kedusha. And once that's the halacha by the Toidam, and by the Ael Nazir, that becomes the halacha by the Kifsei Atzeres as well. So beginning with that, the Gemara says Kifsei Atzeres, the halacha that the Kifsei Atzeres that we just discussed are what are Mekadosh the Lechem. Says the Gemara, Kifsei Atzeres, the Kifsei Atzeres are not Mekadosh the Lechem, Ela b'shchita, only when the shchita was done. And now the Gemara continues based on what we just said a moment ago. Ketzah, what does that mean? Shachton, if the shchita was done for shmona, if the shchita was done properly for the claim of the carbon, the zarek done l'shmon, and the zrikistan was done l'shmon, then the halach is kadosh alechem, the lechem gets the kedusha, and after it will be the shtei alechem are distributed to the Kohanim for eating. Shachtim Shloi L'shman. If the Shechita was done Shloi L'shman, Vav zar vizar gdama shlo lishmam, and zrika stam was done shlo lishmam, then loy kadosh alechem. And the lechem retains that this is going to be important as we get deeper in our shir. Every year they gave the machzor shekel, and the machzor shekel was used to buy carbon tzibur. Included in what the funds of the machzor shekel were used for, they were used to buy the shtei alechem. And if the shtei alechem, given the example that we just gave, did not get the kedushas haguf of shtei alechem, then the halacha is the same, that they will remain with the kedusha of truma shalishkus, a kedusha stamim. It will retain that level of kedusha. There's an interesting chazanish. The chazanish discusses when we're speaking here about machshava shaloi lishma. What is meant when we speak about machshava shaloi lishma? What does that mean? When you had a machshava shini kodesh, you had in mind a different carbon. But what about if you had in mind shinui bailim? You didn't have in mind a different carbon, but you had in mind different owners. Which, what we learned, Masechta Zvachim, we spoke quite extensively what is considered shaloi lishma. And the Chazanish's discussion here is this considered shaloi lishma or not? He's not quite certain. So again, says the Gemara, if shachtan shaloi lishman and zog domen shaloi lishman, then the halacha is loy kadosh alechem. Shachtan lishman, but if the shechit was done lishman, but the zrika was done shaloi lishman. So now, and the Gemara introduces the Lachan Kaddish and the Kaddish of a Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it comes into this new status of Kaddish and the Kaddish. And Rilazar of Shimon Aymer, Loilam and the Kaddish, Ach Yichshat Lashman, Vav Yizuk Dom Lashman. Says in my time, the Rebbe, that the Shechita is what is Makaddish the Lachem. So as we said at the introductory remarks to our Shir, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding the El Nazir, Vesa'al Yas Zevach Shlomo Lashem Asal Hamatzis. So, Lememra, so from here we see, since the Torah uses the word Zevach, from here we learn the Shechita is what is Mekadosh the Sal Hamatzis. And as we said, that, and Pashas makes this point, since this is the halacha that's dead by the El Nazir, we extrapolate the halacha of El Nazir to the Shtei Alechem. Rebbe Lezer of Shimon, Rebbe Lezer who holds that you have to have Osus Rika Saddam, where does he get this opinion from? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, again, we're learning from the El Nazir, and look at the words of the El Nazir. The Torah says, Vesa Ayil Yasa. So from here we learn, Achiyasa calls Yosef, that all of the steps have to be accomplished. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, that wherever there's more than one step involved in bringing a carbon, the halacha requires that all the steps be fulfilled, that it should have the kedusha, and until all those steps are fulfilled, it doesn't get that kedusha. Rabbi Nami asked him, well, what's Rabbi going to do with this pasuk? Doesn't the pasuk ask the Gemara say yase, and that means that both steps have to be done? Answers the Gemara, iksev zevach yase. If the wording of the Torah would be zevach and then yase, kinekamrit, we would indeed explain that the pasuk means to mean shechita and then zurika and then your lechem is kaddish. But look at the words of the pasuk, says the Gemara. Hashle diksev. If we look at the pasuk, it says yase zevach. What is the Torah teaching us with this wording? Ma yase. What makes the lechem kaddish? Zvicha. That the halacha is that the zvicha is what's required and the shechita of the carbon and nothing else. For Rebbe Lazar of Shimon, so the fact that the Torah used this reversed order is a raya that the Torah only requires shechita to be mekadosh the lechem. Ask the Gemara, how would Rebbe Lazar of Shimon explain? Doesn't the pasuk say yas zevach to support Rebbe's opinion? Answers the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar of Shimon is going to say That pasuk is needed to teach us what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Rabbi Yochanan, Hakamoidim, everybody's agreement, both Rabbi and Rabbi Lozor Shimon, to Tzarech Shei Lechem Shah Shechita. If there was no Lechem there at time of Shechita, even though you brought the Lechem later by the Shah Shechita, even Rabbi Lozor Shimon will agree that Shechita alone is inadequate. But then we use different wording about this status of Lechem when you had Shachtin Shalai Lishman, Vizarek Damil Shalai Lishman. The Rebbe, that if you Shachtin Lishman, I mean, if you did the Shechita Lishman and the Zrika Shalai Lishman, Rebbe's opinion was that Kaddish, one opinion was Kaddish Ve'ena Kaddish, and the other opinion was, what does that mean? I'm a bai kaddish v'ena gomer. It doesn't have a full fledged kedusha. V'rav am a kaddish v'ena necher, that the kohanim are not allowed to eat it. Says the gemara. My benayu. What is the basis of the machloikis between a bai and v'rav? That if a bai is teaching us that the lechem doesn't attain its full kedusha, so then if it doesn't attain its full kedusha, certainly the kohanim may not eat it, because the halacha is that you have to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, and then it can be eaten. Answers the Gemara, Ikevenai lemitzvahs pidyonai. The halacha is that something that only has kedushas trumas alishka is subject to pidyon. Something that doesn't have trumas kedush lishka is not subject to pidyon anymore. This is the first pshat of Rashi. Labayim, the Baya, who says it has Kedusha Seguf, Loi Tafas Pijanoi, it doesn't have the din of Kedusha Seguf. It only has Kedushas Trumas Alishka. And since it only has Kedushas Trumas Alishka, you could be pided. Whereas according to Reva, Rava's opinion is that it has Kedusha Seguf, and therefore, the halacha is pided. You could be pointed with the Kedushas Guf, now with the Trumas Alishka. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rava, according to Rava, it's understandable, Hanadikabayin, Rebbe L'Rabbelezer of Shimon. According to Rebbe, when you did the Shechit L'Shman, but the Zrik was done Shalai L'Shman, the Lechem attains full-fledged Kedusha, even though you're not allowed to eat it, and if you pointed it, you could be pointed. According to Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, that the lechem at this point is not kaddish, because Rabbi Lazar of Shimon is telling us throughout our shir that you have to also have zrika. El abaye ma'ika ben. So if that's the case, what's going to be the subject matter of the machloikis as to when Rabbi Lazar of Shimon? Nobody will agree. It could be pided when it's in this sort of quasi status. It had shechita and didn't have zrika. Answers the Gemara, what would be if it was taken out of the Azara after the Shechita? According to Rebbe, that the Lechem is Kaddish and already has Kedusha, even though it doesn't have a full Kedusha, so something that's Kaddish may not be taken out of the Azara. Whereas, according to Rabbi Lazar Shimon, that the Lechem only has in it at this point the Kedusha of Trumas Alishka, so then if it's taken out, since it's not something that has the Kedusha Saguf, there is no disqualification if it's taken out of the Azara. And therefore the halacha will be, if it's taken out of the Azara and then brought back to the Azara, and then we do the Shechita, and then we do the Zrika Sadam, according to Rebbe, it was already disqualified when it was taken out after the Shechita. According to Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, since it didn't have the Kedusha, so when it was taken out, it really wasn't such a serious violation. And therefore, when it's brought back, bring it back, because we're not going to really be making a big issue out of the fact that it was taken out. And then, bring it back in, Duzrika, and everything will be fine. Barminer of Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Barav Chiyah Bar Abba, Kifsei Atzeres, the Kvasim that are come Sham Mitzibur, and that are come with the Shtei Lechem, Sheshachtem L'Shmon, that the Shechita was done L'Shmon, the Zarek Dom L'Shloi L'Shmon, the Zrika was done Shloi L'Shmon. So the question that the Gemara poses, Oysa Lechem, Ma Bechil, what would be the Halacha on the Lechem? the halacha regarding the animals, regarding the meat of the animals, is not something that's even discussed in the Gemara. Because the Mefarshim explained, we go back to the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, that any carbon besides the Pesach and Chatas that was brought Shalai L'shma, it's kosher. El Shalai Olal Baal M'shem Chayva, it's kosher, just the owners don't get credit. So now the question is, this carbon, certainly, even though the Shechita was L'shma, but the Zrik was Shalai L'shma, so we won't be able to eat the carbon, but we'll be able to eat the carbon because it's no worse than any other carbon. The question is, what will be the status regarding the lechem? That's the question that the Gemara is posing. So the Shita asks, why should this not be considered anything different, that if the kvasim are not available, then the lechem is not available? So the answer is that that's not the same. It's not that it's not available. There's nothing that happened that disqualified the actual lechem. And therefore, we're not sure how to look at this lechem. And the Gemara drills down a little further. Says, I want to leave the man. According to whom is this question being posed? Elever, he leave the Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. If we're going to say it's according to Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, Hamr, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon's opinion has been, Zerika, he the Makadish. The Zerika is Makadish the lechem. And if the Zerika wasn't done properly, so the lechem may not be eaten. We leave the Rebbe, and if we're asking the question according to Rebbe, Ben Labai, Ben Larova, Kaddish Verenitahu, it's also not allowed to be eaten, even if it has Kedusha. Ella leave the high Tana. So the Gemara, the question is being posed according to the following Tana. The Tana Avud Rabbi Yumri Ba'aba, Shtei Alechem Shiyotsu. If the Shtei Alechem were taken out of the Azara, Ben Shchita Lazrika, between in the period between the Shechita of the Kvasim and the Zrika of the Kvasim, and then Zorik Domish the Kvasim, then they do Zrika Dam of the Kvasim, Chutz Zmanim, when Machsheves are Pigel, Rabbi Lezam Ein B'Lechem Shem Pigel, there's no Pigel on that Lechem, Rekiva Imer, Yesh B'Lechem Mishem Pigel, that Lechem is subject to Pigel. And in order to explain this Machloikus Tanoim, Omrav Sheshis, Hani Tanoi, these Tanoim that we have indicating this Machloikus are Kerebi Sfirlei. But this is Machloikus that we're going to see of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva are really connected to the Machloikus that we had before. And the Gemara is saying that both of them agree Kerebi Sfirlei, Dama Shechita Mekatsha, that the Shechita alone is what Mekadish the Lechem. However, there's a famous machloikus, actually based on a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, but relevant to many sugyas. If zrika me'elas liyotze, if you took carbon outside or part of a carbon outside, so zrika sadam is a very powerful moment in the bringing of a carbon. Of course, in a kosher carbon, it's the moment that the carbon brings kapara. But in Kachim, Kachim, the halacha is from when you magdish an animal, it's subject to Mila, until you add a proper Zrika. In Kachim, Kalim, just the opposite. It's not subject to Mila until you have a proper Zrika, and then the parts of the carbon that belong to the Mizbeach are subject to Mila. And now the question is, if part of the carbon was taken out of the Azara, and then we do Zrika, what is the effect of that Zrika on the parts of the carbon that were taken out? So says the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer Otame, Rebbe Lezer holds that there's no pigel, even though normally if you do Zrika Stam with a Meshavas pigel, that it becomes pigel. Dama ain't Zrika Melas Liyatse. If part of the carbon was taken out of the Azara, there is no pigel on that part. And it's also not going to take it out for meal if it's kachim kachim. And it won't bring it to meal if it's kachim kalim. So therefore, the lechem that went out will not be subject to pigel. Rabbi Kiva's opinion throughout Shas is the Zrika Malas Liyotze. That if the basa was taken out before the Zrika, even though, of course, we'll never be able to eat that meat, The Zrika does accomplish that it'll be subject to Pigel. The Zrika accomplishes that if it's Kachi Kachim, after the Zrika is no Mamila. The Zrika accomplishes that if it's Kachim Kalim, becomes subject to, it does become subject to Mila. And the Gemara expounds on this Machloikis. The Tanah, the Mishnah says, and Muria Kachim Kalim, Shiyotzel Fnei Zrika Stamim, if those are Muram were taken out of the Azara before the Zrika Stam, Rabbi Lezo Amos Zrika's even after the Zrika is done, they're not subject to Mi'ila because they were outside the Azara. And if there was a Machsheves Pigel, says the Gemara, Ve'en Chayovim Le'em Shem Pigel, there is no Pigel concern. Noiser, if they were eaten out past the right time, a carbon may be eaten. They won't be subject to Noiser. They won't be subject to the Isser, the serious Isser that we learned many times of eating carbon when it's Tomei. Rabbi Kiva Omer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kiva's opinion is, Mayal and Behem, they are subject to Mila, the Chiyav and Lamish and Pigel Noiser and Tomei, they're subject to all these halachas. And the Gemara goes further. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Zrika is effective on part of the Gemara, of the carbon that was taken out. And they'll be subject to Pigel. My, what's the halacha of the lechem that was taken out of the Azara when the Zrika Sadam on the Kvas was done Shloi Lishma? Do we say, just like Midazrika's Pigel Kovel Lechem, the Pigel B'yaytse, just like Rabbi Kiva is teaching us, that the lechem that was taken out of the Azara, if there's a machshavas pigel by the Zrika on the carbon inside the Azara, it will make that the carbon is subject to pigel and will also affect the lechem because it's treated kibasar. So too, Zrika shloi lishma, if the Zrika was done shloi lishma, na mishar lechem, because we're treating the lechem like the carbon. How do we see that Rabbi Kiva treats the lechem like the carbon? The fact that whatever is happening to the carbon is also, we also say is happening to the lechem, that shows us that the lechem and the carbon are one and the same. And if that's the case, if the Zrika Shloi Lishma will allow us to eat the carbon, important to point out, as we've been saying, that you won't get credit for Kifsi Atzeres. It's bought Shloi Lishma. But at least it'll be a kosher carbon that you could eat the meat. So too will be the halacha on the lechem. Oidilma suggests the Mar, when did Rabbi Kiva say that the lechem is treated like the carbon? Lechumra, meaning we only say lechumra, lekula leyaminin, but not to establish a kula. Maskula, rapapa, ask on this rapapa, omay dechis navroi pli, when, why do we say that the machloik is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? Is when it was taken out, Lazara, and then there's Machshavas Pigel. Dilma, says the Gemara, we could perhaps suggest, but this Navroi, when the Lechem is Chutz Lazara, the Kulam Leprigi, everybody will agree that in Zrika Me'elis Leyoitza. And Machshavas Pigel and what's happening in the Azara cannot affect the Lechem, which is out the, outside of the Zara. Where do we have the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva Rebelezer, suggest the Gemara? Bahadur Alina Pligi. They're arguing when it was brought back into the Zara. To Rebelezer Savala Kaba, to Rabbi Dom Shchita Makacha, the Shchita alone is Makadish the Lechem, and therefore the Lechem got full fledged Kedusha. Now the Lechem was taken out of the Zara. If the Lechem was taken out of the Zara, if Slubi Yaitza, when it's taken out, it becomes completely disqualified. Something, a carbon which is completely disqualified, cannot be subject to pigel. Rekiva's opinion is, like Rabbi Lazar Bishim, Damashkita Loi Makacha, it doesn't have that level of Kedusha, because Rabbi Lazar Bishim's opinion we've been learning throughout our shir, is that you have to have both Shchita and Zrika, and therefore, since it didn't have the Kedusha, taking it out of the Azara is not considered such a big Aveira, the Aveira of Yotze. and it still retains that kedusha. And therefore, if it becomes, if the basar becomes pigul, it will affect the lechem as well. Says the Gemara, I can't understand what you're saying, Rav Papa. Hi, Mai. How are we to understand what you're saying? Yeah, b'shlomer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Sfirle. If we're going to say Rabbi Kiva, I was like Rabbi. Tam b'shchit mekadesh lehu. The shchit is mekadesh the lechem. Hainu the kum Rabbi Kiva. We could understand the statement Rabbi Kiva made. The kachle b'shchita. The shchita was mekadesh the lechem, and then the zrika that was done with pigle will affect that lechem. Eli Amit, if we're going to want to say that we're following the opinion of Elazar of Shimon, that Zvicha loy mekatcha, that Zvicha alone is not mekadosh the lechem. Because if Elazar of Shimon is telling us in our shir, in order for the lechem to be kaddish, you have to have both Zvicha, you have to have both Shchita and Zvicha. So the question is, Zvicha is pigle mekatcha? So the Zvicha that's taking place is a Zvicha pigle. Can a Zvicha, which is pigle, be mekadosh the lechem? Vamrav Gidla Marav, Zrika's Pigle Enim Vavilade Mila. That's not the type, if a Zrika was done with a Machshavas Pigle, that can't make Kachum Kalim subject to Mila. Vainim Moitzim De Mila, and it could not take Kachum Kachim out of the parasha of Mila. Enim Vavilade Mila, as we said, Sebe Muri Kachum Kalim, they don't become subject to Mila. And Enim Moitzim De Mila, because of Kachum Kachim that was subject to Mila. So we see that Zrika's pigle is not considered a valid act of Zrika. So therefore, the same should be by the lechem that goes out. It should not, that Zrika should not have any meaning towards it. It must be that they're agreeing that Shchit alone makes the lechem. And Shchit alone makes the lechem connected to the kvasim. So we see from here that Zrika Shloi Lishma should maybe, since the lechem is so connected to the kvasim, because all you need is the shchita and then they become so connected, that's going to be the reason that if the shchita, if we could eat the carbon, even though it was brought Shloi Lishma, and we're not going to get the credit, it should be the same for the lechem. It says the Gemara in Masechet Me'ilah on Daf Gimel Beis, Lavi Tosfos of Gidla Marav. Gidla Marav was refuted, and we can't use him as an opinion in this discussion. Barmanei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira Kifsei Atzeres. We have the Kifsei, the two carbon shlamim that were brought to the Stei Lechem, that were brought Lishman, Vavar Alechem, and that Alechem got lost. And the halacha is, as we said earlier in our shir, that we can't eat the lechem, we can't eat the kvatzim. Ma she yizruk dam shloi lishman. So the Gemara's question is, at least let's do the zrika shloi lishman, that what we will accomplish by doing so is lahat bas bechila. Ask the Gemara, Amalei, yesh lecha dav she'en akash lishma. How could you suggest that that's an option? If we would have done the zrika lishma, so then we would have good kifsei afsaris. But we're learning now we have good kifsei afsaris with no lechem that can't be eaten. So if it would have done lishma, it would not be good. And shaloi lishma will save the day. The chi yesh l'chadov sh'ena kosher lishma, the kosher shaloi lishma. How does that work? Asked the Gemara. Says Mevaloi, I'll show you that it's most possible. Pesach kadm chatzos. If it's before chatzos and Pesach, then a kosher lishma, it's not yet the time for coming Pesach. And therefore, if it's brought lishma, it's not kosher. And yet, it's kosher if it's brought shloi lishma, if it's brought l'shem shlamim. Says the Gemara, says Rav Zeira Hochkamina. This is what I meant to say. Yesh l'chadovish nir lishma. Is there something that could be brought lishma? And what we're telling you to do is nitchem lishma, and now it can't be brought lishma. If it's brought to Shema, it's going to be not kosher. The kosher is Shalai Lishma, but it will do it Shalai Lishma. And that's not the case of Karim Pesach. Because Karim Pesach, there is no option before Chatzos to bring a Lishma. Here, there is an option to bring a Lishma. You're going to bring Lishma, you're going to end up not in a good place, but it's a viable option. Says the Gemara, I'll still bring a Raya. V'loiver Pesach achaz manoi. Pesach after Erev Pesach. B'shayim Moshe Shana. It's brought as shlomim. So on Erev Pesach, it should be brought as a Korban Pesach. Then it should be brought as Korban Shlomim. And if I'm going to bring it the rest of the year as Korban Shlomim, it'll be fantastic. But if the rest of the year I'm going to bring it L'Shem Pesach, and it's after Erev Pesach, it'll be possible. So shouldn't that be a proof that sometimes you can't do it L'Shma, but do it Shaloi L'Shma? Says Rav Zeira Hachkamina. This is what I meant to say. Yesh lecha dov shner l'shma, v'nishch l'shma, you had these kisei atzeres that are able to be brought l'shma, and the shchita was l'shma, and then the lechem got lost, and therefore, nitchem l'shma, they can't be anymore brought l'shma, and ain't a kosher l'shma, and were it to be brought l'shma, they could not be eaten, v'kosher shloi l'shma, says Mavaloi, I'll show you that is possible as well. The Toida, we discussed in our previous year, that with, and this year as well, that with the Karma Toida, we bring 40 loaves. And those 40 loaves have to all be whole. And we learned if there's a disqualification that happened to those chalas, turn the Karma Toida into shlamin. Because if it's going to be a Karma Toida, it's going to be a disqualified Karma Toida. Because a Karma Toida has to be with the 40 chalas. And the way to save this Karma Toida is bring it as a shlomim, shloi l'shma. So you see that sometimes doing it shloi l'shma, doing it l'shma is an issue. Doing it shloi l'shma is something that is most, something that's most recommended. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a rai from a Toida. Because as we've been saying in our shurim, the Shani Toida Rechmona Kari Shlomim. The Torah, when it speaks about the Karban Toida, uses the words B'sar Zevach Toida Shlomav B'yom Kabana Yachal Lo Yenich Memena Abayker. What does the Torah mean with those words? What the Torah means with those words is that every Karban Toida has in it an element of a Karban Shlomim. And since it has in it an element of a Karban Shlomim, so therefore, it's not that, well, something happened that I can't bring as a Karban Toida, so bring it as a Karban Shlomim. On the contrary, it was always somewhat a Karban Shlomim. And therefore, deciding to use it as a Shlomim is not considered an issue. Whereas here, where it was originally designated as Kifsei Tzeres, and Kifsei Tzeres, the Torah calls Kifsei Tzeres. The Torah does not call them Shlomim. And therefore, the two cases are not similar. And even though here, by the Toida, we do recommend bring as a shlomim if something happens to the challah, we can't make that recommendation, says Reb Zeira, by the Kifsei Atzeres if something happened to the challah.